I'm Dave. I'm the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding the bell, ding ding the bell. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding. And he means it. He means it. What is it? What is it he says?
And I mean that in this looks like Tempon way.
Yeah, I mean
yes.
that in the. And then in he told me
we have after show
to blow him.
Oh,
we have after show.
Yeah.
Are you recording?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm recording, so yeah. we can talk. Yeah.
Why don't you put the little tampon looking thing in your coochie?
I didn't think he was that kind of.
Ew. Oh, wow. I don't want to know. Oh, wow. I don't want to know.
So this is Pride 48 after show. We just finished the show, and we're having snacks.
Do you think it was a good show?
The post show, it's not very good, but that's okay.
It wasn't, right?
What do you mean? I mean, how do you define a good show?
I had fun. I think about it, this show was very mature than more organized than other shows.
Yeah.
I was expecting more stuff to happen in your psychic story.
DI Plus this afternoon, and then right after y'all, it was who was right after y'all?
You ruined it.
Right after us.
I love how everything she feels, she blames it on me.
because Dean started eating, but that was so long. Long story long. And then also psychic thing. It's a really personal question.
I should have thought about that earlier.
I know, right? I could really
tell everything. So you have to tell me personally.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did. I went to the gym. And I went
but actually, after show, this is just okay, for us. So I can tell because the listener is 12. This is just for us, right?
Yes, yes.
So the psychic said, my guardian angel is my grandmother.
Did you ask her about the grandmother?
Yeah, I asked her, like, who's protecting me? She's like, your grandmother is.
But you never told anything about grandmother.
Mm-mm, no. So then she says, I said, which one? So then she's like, short one. I said, both short, which one? And she's like, the one that feel like really shiny, like a gorgeous thing. And then I'm like, that must be my father's side because she was a geisha lady.
Oh.
So she was really loving, putting herself pretty and stuff. I know that was her. And that's why I said when we were sick, she always put her hand to our body and stuff. Like,
oh, that's her?
That's
the geisha one?
That's her.
The so, healing power?
Healing power, right? So then she said, you know, I had a miscarriage, right? She said, you had the baby you lost. Usually when people, like parents lose babies.
Is this okay to go out as our regular show?
It's okay. I mean, because everybody will go through it. I can't, you know, if I can encourage people who went through it, that'd be great. Anyway, so then when we parents lose baby, the baby usually go back to, you know, sky. Sky.
Wow. Oh my god, this guy. Shoot a rocket.
Go back to God or decide to stay to become the guardian angel, right?
Oh.
So the one that I lost decided to stay with me and she said, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
Doing what?
Scary. Why are you doing that?
Doing what?
Did you see anything?
No.
Because she said they're here behind.
Uh-huh.
And then, so, are you acting?
Yes.
Okay. You see something, aren't you?
No.
Anyway, she said the girl had a bad chest, like an organ.
Which girl?
The one that I lost. Baby girl. And so she just didn't feel good for this here, right here. That's why she couldn't really form to really be, she had to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, then she said, you need to name the baby.
Oh.
I'm like, how am I going to name the one that I never had, you know? So I said, maybe I should name Mika because she's the Mika Lyrical. Maybe Mika, but kind of weird. But she says, sometimes, don't you see sometimes like a little light in the kind of like your side or like you feel like kind of like people watching or...
See, I don't believe that.
Often, it happening to me often though. Like I know something was there or somebody, like it looks like a human. But it's not there. When I turn, it's gone.
What if human?
Human.
Oh, okay. What's that?
After show, it's better than what we do.
That's why we encourage people to come to listen to our show.
I think maybe we pressure us, though.
I did not pressure anything.
You did. I think
I did not pressure. What did I pressure?
I think because I laugh already with the eyelid thing before, and I kind of lost my, like a energy. Good energy. Yeah, I'm so sensitive.
You're such a bitch.
Huh?
You're such a bitch. Blaming on me.
How many did you eat?
I ate 3 or 4, I think. So did you name the baby?
No. I don't know.
I've heard of that before. Naming.
Ah!
What?
Scary!
No, I've heard of that before, like naming an unborn child. Some people actually do like a ceremony for their unborn child too.
But I mean, if the baby was like 9 months or something, yes, but 6 weeks?
No, it's.
Still life, right? The heartbeat was there.
Yeah.
Maybe I should. So her point was just be thankful because she's protecting me.
The baby.
With the grandmother. And she also said, when you go, like me, when I die, right? When you're gone.
You'll see them?
Yeah, they're at the gate. And they're waiting for you at the gate. Mm. And once, when she's gone.
But what do you think? What do you think? I mean, your grandmother, yes, you can see her. But what is the baby's going to look like? It's so small. Look like a bean?
No, actually, I heard they grow.
Oh, they do grow.
Mm-hmm. So, spiritual world, they grow.
Well, imagine what she's gonna look like.
Maybe like, I hope she's not fat. Thanks, mother. So fat, like. Oh, that's so mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
She heard you.
Sorry, baby. Sorry, baby girl.
Mika.
Sorry, Mika. Maybe I really name her Mika.
Yeah, and especially like Mika, let it go.
Yeah, Mika, let it go. Yeah, but then. So, but after I left, I know my right shoulders, they're kind of heavy.
Oh.
Just kind of.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I heard it, when we talk about it, it's kind of.
Pressure?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean when we talk about it?
Like a talk about spirits or something. So, for instance, last night, I mean, like Friday night, me, Satomi, Yumi, we were talking, circle.
Yeah.
I heard, do not talk anything about. Ghost.
Who said?
Spirits in circle. In Japan, I hear that all the time.
What do you mean you hear it?
Like, oh. People talk about it, right? Okay. Because if it's circle, it's coming in the middle. And don't do it. But we weren't really kind of triangle. I tried to have space and stuff. But research kind of, I was talking about let it go, right? And then Yumi said, at my dad's house, I know something there.
Uh-huh.
The third floor, she's like, I hear footsteps past midnight. Nobody there.
She said?
She said. And then she said, I hear children.
Ew.
Like laughing.
Ew.
And I said, I heard, if you have children, spirits in the house, meaning it's protecting you. It brings your luck. Okay. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
But anyway, that's better than our live show.
You were trying too hard, maybe.
Maybe you pressure me. It's all your fault.
I love that. Everything is my fault.
Yes.
We didn't even talk about that. You talk about how I... what did you say? I lost my juice. I lost my juice. It's your fault. You are the one... I just wonder... How could that be my fault when you were the one to say that you're going to come at 5:45? I did not tell you to come at 5:45. You said you're going to come at 5:45. So when you decided to still be at home at 5:45, your hair stuck on the headphones. Oh, God. Wait. It's over here. Ow.
So.
There.
Because then your auto correct said you're not gonna be what did you say you're mean?
Yeah, I was just saying you're not gonna make it by 5:45.
But you're welcome, not going to be here by then. And I thought, oh my gosh,
that's why I type it all again.
And I think, then he said, you're not going to make it by then.
Yes.
And then. So I was like, I'm going to go. That's why I said, hey, did I miss a show?
Oh, my God. But anyway, and then you blame it on me.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, why?
Why you keep looking at?
Nothing.
So tell me. So we are close, right?
Yeah.
So you can sense it?
I never really looked too deep into it.
So I asked the psychic, right?
Yeah.
Said, can I get pregnant? Uh-huh. And people, like Satomi also, Satomi is seeing her psychic. Like a real one over there.
A real one?
Real one. Like really popular. Like everybody go to, right? And Satomi's mother go to.
I think such a waste of money.
Well, but listen to this. So I asked her to ask about me. So she asked about my job, everything. It's all for positive, right? And she said, yeah, I see children around and Michael's going to get pregnant naturally.
Who said?
The psychic said. So then, but when I went to massage therapist, this therapist is sort of kind of supposed to be like, can't see. And this lady said, I don't think you're going to get pregnant naturally. She said that. Then it kind of hurt my feeling, right? Anyway, you don't know anything. And when I said...
Wait, I'm confused.
Okay, so Satomi has psychic in Japan.
Yeah.
Said, yes, I can get pregnant naturally.
And she asked for you.
Mm-hmm, she asked for me. And then this lady, the massage therapist lady,
where is the massage therapist? In Japan?
Overland Park.
Oh, okay.
I'm going there just for massage, but I heard she can kind of see it. So uh-huh. I kind of asked her, right? And then she's like, I don't think you're going to get the baby naturally, but you adopt one or whatever. And then I said, so I kind of told her my mom lost the dog recently or whatever. So can you see if she's happy? And then like, okay, well, we'll take a look later. And then about 15 minutes after she was massaging, she goes, how about your mom, dog? She's running. She's happy. Well, dog run. So I'm like, okay. And then she's like, what kind of dog?
You have to use the mic.
She said, what kind of dog was it? And I said, beagle. That's what I see.
So stupid.
Yeah. And then I said, she said, what kind of color was it? And as I said, brown and tan first. I said, she's like, that's what I see. Then I said, I meant black. And she's like, yep, that's what I see.
So bullshit.
So bullshit, right? So then that the lady said, I don't get pregnant naturally. So I was like, whatever. So that's why I went to the psychic in Topeka. And I asked her, kind of creepy. I didn't want to say too much. So then on the show. So she rolled the paper out, the card. I noticed there was the number 3 in the middle.
Yeah.
And she said, so she knows that my age 40, right? So I'm already 40. That's why I don't know if I can get pregnant or whatever. She's like, you get one more pregnancy by age 43. Mm. Naturally, she said. So you just have to let all worry thing, Mika, let it go. Mika, let it go. All thing. And you are the one who delaying the pregnancy. So just to be mentally, spiritual, everything happy. Then by age 43, you have one. But miscarriage can happen, right? We don't know the body how react. But if you carry this baby, then that's good. But if you don't, then if you're already 43, then you're not going to have kids after. No more children. And I said, no more adoption or anything? She said, no, you guys are not going to have adoption, you said.
Oh, wow.
Because we are not sure. 43, yeah. Then if you don't have one, then we probably. But she said, you're going to get one more pregnancy naturally. So I was like, oh. But you know what, John? All this shit, right? All this, like, treatment bullshit, like, hard time, everything. I gained 35 pounds, and I was pre-diabetic and all kind of stuff. No, I'm not, because I'm better. Deep inside, and then even my specialist said, it's very difficult. But they never said impossible, but a lot of people said, oh, there's no way I'm going to get pregnant again, right? But somehow I know I will get pregnant. The deep inside of me telling me. So I should just listen to myself and I let it go, right? But again, human nature just...
Did she say at 40, age 43 or by age 43?
By age 43.
Oh, okay. I thought that was her grandmother's voice. Did she not hear it? Do it again.
Oh, that's scary because I didn't hear it.
Yeah, you heard. You said, so by age 43.
But that was kind of, I thought, oh, okay, well, that's good to know. So I don't know. Maybe because she was also distracted by phone call. Maybe she wasn't really tuning into me. But I don't know. But I should listen. Positive stuff, right?
That's what they want to do. It's a business, right? So they want to not give you everything.
After show is much better than live. Why? That's why when I try to stop, I can't tell story in a better way. Because like when I was telling it, I couldn't tell this deeper. That's what ruined the fucking show.
What?
Like when I was telling them live, I couldn't tell this detail. That's why I couldn't go like that. So that's why when I have to stop myself, it's not funny because I'm not me. So it's not your fault. It's me.
I'm glad you finally see it. Kind of like the Vegas. You finally finally realized it's not my fault.
That's how it's me.
And then you felt bad and the next day you were cranky.
But she only charged $20 though.
I know, but it makes you want more and more. You're like, oh, it's only $20. So I'm going to go back.
I burp. Oh, my curry rice.
Ew. What curry?
Pork.
Ew, from where?
I made it.
Oh.
I was gonna bring some, but I didn't. So anyway,
I should look at why did you put the picture, my man picture, but with my stomach so big? I did not suck it in. Oh, we did not talk about sucking bloat. next show. We're squeezing one more show into our thing, so that's good. But why can't you post something that is like nicer that don't show my stomach sticking
because
out?
Because I didn't see your stomach. I was just looking at the arm.
And people are saying, oh my gosh, you have dad bod.
That, dad bun?
Dad bod, like dad body of a dad.
Oh, like dad bod. Oh, they already say, ah!
I don't mind it, though. So, let me see. The other one. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Look at my stomach. So bad.
I thought it was just a shirt.
No, I think it was my stomach. See, you could have posted this one. This one's better.
Oh.
Because I was aware, so I didn't let my stomach hang. Because, you know, a lot of times, right, when you're relaxed, your stomach just hang out. Like, when you're out in the public, do you have to, like, oh, we need to talk about that on a different show.
I know. This is Ayano's comment. Showed her, right? Ayano said, oh my gosh, John, it's me, became macho man.
And Satomi, when did you show her? Tweet it? Oh, did you show the fat one?
No, that one.
Yes.
And then she said, by year, John becoming good looking, yeah.
So, to ask her, was I ugly before? She calling me ugly.
Let me ask.
Is she calling me ugly before? Ah. Oh my gosh. I think are we done with the Pride 48? Let's see if Pride 48 is still on. Oh no, I stopped it.
We had still on. Hardly any problems. Everybody knew. We didn't even have very many people need our help testing out audio, as far as I know. I mean, it was just, I helped like one. Not that I mind. I'm just saying it's getting
anyway,
so smooth.
Anyway, we're listening to the post-show, closing show.
And having everybody participate in the chat room.
And I think we're going to close out this show. This is the post-show of Ding the Bell live on Pride 48 June
very
event.
Good, juicy show, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't even talk about that juicy. She's like, oh, this show is going to be thick. I was like, oh my God, this show is going to be thick. He said,
very thick. This show is going to be...
Were you disappointed with how the show turned out?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like I might have diarrhea tonight.
Hashtag diarrhea.
Hashtag diarrhea.
D-I-A-L-E-E-A.
Yeah, diarrhea. H.
Hashtag D-I-A-L-E-E-A. Yeah. H.
Diarrhea.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
It's okay. I mean... Yeah,
we have to think about doing more shows. I mean, exactly. We have topics and stuff that we haven't.
Exactly.
So we don't do a show once a year.
Exactly. You know, live is to me a little pressure because I know they're the audience or listeners, right? And then this time, because like we're the premiere of the show.
See, I should not have told you that.
I know. I wish you didn't because I was already pressuring myself. I'm like, just like somebody reads a script too many times and it's screwed up. If I didn't know, I probably was like, fuck it, it's just me having fun.
It's not really that premiere. I mean, you're talking about Prime.
Prime rib?
Not premiere. Was it prime?
premiere
is, you know what premiere is? Premiere is showing it for the first time. It's premiere.
Oh, so the big fatty daddy is a premiere.
Yes.
Oh, I wonder why if the grandma listen.
Grandma! Granny.
Grandma listen. See?
Grandma!
I think I was pressuring myself.
Yes. Well, you just have to listen to the show and see how you did. I think we did fine.
Me too. I think so too.
The first half was better.
Yeah, I think we went too quick. Almost like on a marathon. You ran already, beginning, dash. And then
it was just a change of pace, like the whole story. You got really serious when you talk about the psychic.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. So when we were like being silly, it was more energetic, but who cares?
It's okay.
It's our show.
And then
we did half of that like that, and then the other half is psychic.
So. Exactly. I think some people really appreciate that too.
Yeah.
And especially like an animal lover too.
Why do you say animal lover?
I've been so strongly activist. Yes.
Mika, let it go.
Mika. Not like that.
Okay. So thank you, all of you who may have subscribed or resubscribed after listening to us on pride48.com.
Yes.
And come and get yourself a dose of Ding the Bell in your ear holes. We want to thank you. So until the next episode, whenever we record that show, bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. I forgot to play it again. I always turn the volume down.
I'll make sure
down.
I let Veritable know whenever we get that.
Bye, Adam.
Bye, Adam.
Bye again.
Bye, Adam.